Oh, this looks good.
Oh, Daddy.
Snooks, what are you doing out of bed at this time of night?
I'm sleepy, Daddy.
Well, I am.
Then why don't you go to sleep?
Because I've got insomnia. I can't sleep. I haven't closed my eyes for 3 nights.
Maybe that's why you can't sleep, Daddy. Now, if you would close your...
I close my eyes, but they won't stay closed, and I can't stay in bed.
Why?
I told you I have insomnia. It's a nervous disorder which produces abnormal wakefulness due to psychological stimuli, and sometimes brings about a complete maladjustment of the neurological fibers.
Hmm. Imagine that.
Now, do you know why I can't stay in bed?
Mm-hmm. Mommy kicked you out.
She did not. Mummy has nothing to do with my condition.
Well, who done it?
Nobody. It comes on suddenly. And they haven't found an adequate cure for it yet. I've tried deep breathing, relaxing, counting sheep. Nothing helps.
Hmm. Have you tried sleeping?
I've tried everything. Now I'm going to try a light snack.
Do you want some ketchup for them pork chops?
No, thanks. I won't eat them all anyway. Just two or three. And a piece of cold lamb. Possibly a couple of potatoes, but that's all.
Mm-hmm. What about that pickle, Daddy?
I don't know.
Hmm.
I'm not certain whether I could keep it on my stomach all night.
I bet it would roll off.
I mean digest it. I guess the milk's just about ready, too. Take it off the stove, Snooks.
Can I drink some?
Sure, drink it all. I'll take some cold beer.
I want some beer.
Snooks. Beer is not for children. The only reason I'm drinking it is because it might have a sedative effect on me.
You drink it all day.
Well, I've got to kill this case of insomnia.
You kill the case of beer, too.
It's none of your business. You've never seen me touch this stuff until I got this attack, have you?
No, Daddy.
Well, all right. It's bitter medicine, and I only take it on doctor's orders. Well, go to bed.
No, I want to help you go to sleep, my sweet little daddy.
Now, how can you help me go to sleep?
I let you do my homework. It always makes me go to sleep.
You mean to say you haven't done your homework for tomorrow?
Hmm. I ain't even done it for yesterday.
Snooks, how can you hope to get educated if you don't pay attention to your work? Haven't you learned anything in school this year?
Mm-hmm. I learned to be very polite, Daddy. I learned to say yes, sir, and no, sir, and yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well, I can see you forgot it in a hurry. What's your homework for tomorrow?
Gazinta.
Gazinta?
Yeah. 2 goes into 4, 4 goes into 8.
That's division. What's your first problem?
My first problem is, where's my homework?
What do you mean? Didn't the teacher give you the questions written on paper?
Yeah, but it got tore up.
Well, how did it get torn up?
When I was making spitballs to clink my teacher on the head.
Clink?
Yeah, I clinked.
Snooks, I don't believe it. You wouldn't have the audacity to throw spitballs at your teacher. You wouldn't.
Wouldn't I?
I'll talk to you about that in the morning. Right now, it's way past midnight, so you'd better go to bed.
Are you getting sleepy?
No.
Well, would you like to help me with my yesterday's homework? Sweet little daddy.
All right. Get your stuff and let's go to the bedroom. It might put me to sleep. Let me bring my sleeping tablets.
What are they for, Daddy?
To cure my insomnia. I've already taken 9. And I'm supposed to take another one at 1 o'clock.
Well, I'll remind you.
Okay. Where's your homework? Is this it?
Uh-huh.
Hmm. Let's see how many of these questions you can answer by yourself. Got a pencil and paper?
Mm-hmm.
All right. First question, what's the shape of the earth?
Flat.
We're not talking about its condition. Just... And the earth is not flat. Now, what shape is it?
Round.
How do you know it's round?
All right, then it's square. I don't want to fight.
Good enough for me. Put down square. Second question. Can you tell in 10 words or less what the equator is? Can you?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Mm.
Well, what is the equator?
I don't know.
I thought so. Write down that the equator is an imaginary line running around the Earth. everywhere equally distant from the two poles and dividing the Earth's surface into two hemispheres. You got that?
Mm-hmm. Is there two Earths in the hemisphere?
One Earth. Put it down. Here's the next question. Australia has a very damp climate. What do they raise there?
Umbrellas?
No. Sheep. Australia produces more sheep than any other country in the world. Name the members of the sheep family.
Robespierre, Plato, Hibiscus.
Those are my kids. Not sheep. What's the father sheep called?
Daddy.
It's called a ram. The mother sheep is you.
Me?
Not me, you.
Is you the sheep, mommy?
Yes, you is the sheep's mommy.
Well, who is it, me or you?
It's neither of us. It's you, E-W-E.
Oh, E-wee.
E-wee. Sure. The daddy sheep is called a ram, the mummy is you, and the lamb is the baby. Put that down.
I got it.
What have you got?
You're the mummy, ram the daddy, and lamb the baby.
You'll really mop up with this homework.
Yeah.
Sign your name to it and go to sleep. I'm getting drowsy. Must be those sheep.
Yeah, I told you my homework would do it, Daddy.
Uh-huh. I'll lie here on the couch. Good night.
Good night, Daddy. Mm.
Oh.
Daddy?
Yes?
Will you tell me your sleepy little story?
Sure.
Mm.
There was once a man who had insomnia. He didn't sleep for 3 nights.
Yeah.
So his little girl asked him to help her with his homework. And he did. Then he got very sleepy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so, so happy when the sleep finally came.
Daddy!
Huh? Oh, what happened?
Wake up quick!
Oh, what's the matter? I was fast asleep.
It's 1 o'clock.
Well, what of it?
It's time to take your sleeping tablet.
Oh, you little...